going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's happening, Pats people and Foxborough friends? Your old pal, Nick Fitzy Stevens, coming to you with the latest and always greatest edition of Six Rings and Football Things, brought to you by our friends at WEEI, Odyssey, and 2400 Sports. This right here will be a bit of a quick rings, if you will, one of our shorter podcasts, as we're doing a little bit of a mini-camp confidential or mini-camp preview as Patriots mini-camp 2025 is set to open Monday, June 9th, 2025 on the fields outside of Gillette Stadium. You will have full capacity, max attendance. That's right. Everybody's got to come back. Steph Diggs will be in the house. Carlton Davis hopefully won't be posting photos from boats on Instagram, jet skiing his way around that $56 million deal, but rather out there alongside Gonzo, showcasing for the media, coaches, and not the fans. This is, of course, mandatory attendance for the players. It's not fandatory, as we like to say here on Six Rings. Fandatory attendance begins, as Mike Reese estimated in his Sunday notes, around July 24th, 25th, with the opening of proper training camp 2025. This is a chance to get three more days of the non-contact action in, to continue with the playbook install, familiarizing the players with each other, getting more reps for the offense and defense. The defense continues to be ahead by all accounts and reports of the offense, but that makes complete sense given the veteran presence and, of course, the money spent on defense in free agency. Also, you are putting in a new defense with Terrell Jennings. Of course, Terrell Williams. I keep calling him Terrell Jennings. I'm not going to edit that out because I keep calling defensive coordinator Terrell Williams, who has not been present in recent weeks as he's coming back from a medical condition. Linebackers coach Zach Kerr, I believe, has been filling in his place. It's got to be an awesome experience right there for him. But at the same time, we really hope Terrell Williams is doing well. Terrell Jennings, of course, the backup running back and practice squad hero of 2024. Come on, give me a little credit, would you? It's a Sunday afternoon, and it's been hot outside the last couple days. So this is mandatory for all the players. 3 days of football action, and then they get a nice like month and a half long break. That's when you go tidy up and take care of affairs. That's when you knock off the big vacation and you make your plans, because when the players come back for the opening of camp around the 24th or 25th, that's it. You get on the ride and ain't nobody getting off until early January. And of course, we hope the Patriots aren't getting off in early January. Maybe they'll be able to extend it to late January and beyond. Who knows? Obviously, some pretty lofty expectations for this particular team, which doesn't even really know each other yet. You haven't had full attendance. Everyone doesn't really know each other. Everyone hasn't had a chance to learn each other's motions and rhythms and ticks and quirks and everything else. So this is going to be a huge 3 days for the Patriots. Weather-wise, things look pretty good. Could be a couple of spritzes, a couple of sprinkles in the area, but no deluges, none of these Saturday springtime 2025 washouts that would likely require the Patriots to take it to the bubble or call the practice early. Two notes on that. Number one, still mind-blowing to me that it has rained in New England 12 consecutive Saturdays, and somewhere Tom Brady weeps or smiles. Well, he should be smiling. He's Tom freaking Brady, for God's sakes. 12 straight Saturdays in New England, it has rained. 12. Unbelievable. But also, wouldn't surprise me if conditions became inclement that Mike Vrabel continued to make the Patriots practice through minicamp, because one of the reports has been Vrabel has been doing a lot of sort of game prepping, war gaming, if you will, with the team, putting them through some adverse situations, making sure that they're ready for everything that's going to get thrown at them, not just by their own coaches, but of course, other coaches, other coordinators, other players in the 17-game schedule that kicks off Sunday the 7th against the Raiders. Side note as well, don't forget, we will be broadcasting live the WEEI afternoon show from 2 to 6 p.m., recapping minicamp day one and rounding up all Patriots news, notes, and nuggets for you. Hart, Johnson, and Fitzy down there, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Now, as far as what's going to happen this week at minicamp, I put together like a little list here because everybody loves a list. You know, I do a little thing on Mondays on WEEI on the afternoon show, the Fitzy Five. Five things I'm most interested in on a host, wide variety of topics, if you will. But right here, I just want to focus on the five positions I'm most interested in. Here's our little mini camp preview here on the mini camp confidential quick rings. Five positions that I am most interested in watching that I think will be very telling for how this team gathers itself, composes itself, grows and evolves and becomes a team, not just a collection of players. Right now, this is a new head coach who is impressing everybody with his presence, his command, with his vast football knowledge, the hard-o engagement and activity, putting on a penny, getting out there, taking blocks, huddling up with the boys, running around like he still wishes he was in a uniform, because you know Vrabel does. That's been impressive. Obviously, the spiritually evolved Josh McDaniels' offense 3.0 with the Patriots is something that it's taken a while for the Patriots, Drake May especially, to learn and figure out. This is a continued something we're going to want to keep an eye on as well. But in terms of the position groups, we'll start right there. Let's start with number one of the five that we're going to keep our good eye on. Both eyes, but the better of the two, for sure, is the quarterback position. Drake May in command. A lot was made of the, you know, oh my God, he threw eight passes at the first OTA and, you know, four of them got picked off. Holy smokes. Okay, that happens. Not great, Bob. Not great. Not optimal. But at the same time, also May. M-A-Y, not M-A-Y-E. So if you're going to do it now as well. It's a notoriously difficult offense in any iteration for anyone to pick up. So, you know, Drake May has got a lot on his plate. That's a big playbook to take home and understand. But as we've been told, kid processes like a son of a gun. He is the Joshua. He is the Whopper. He is the supercomputer. The supercomputer did so well on all of his processing exams, like we saw with Brian Daboll. Obviously, the stuff that Elliot Wolf and company fell in love with last year. I think he's going to come around on Josh McDaniels' offense just fine. And we know Josh McDaniels was attracted to coming back to the Patriots. I mean, guy was getting paid $10 million to not work, so it wasn't like he was desperate for the check. More so, he wanted a chance to work with a modern, hyper-athletic, contemporary, supremely talented, physically speaking athlete like a Drake May. So they're going to start harmonizing. They're going to be a beautiful OCQB symphony soon enough. So there's something I want to take a look at. Is Drake May taking the next step? Can we see a little progress? Can we see that he's reading the defense differently? Can we see things coming to him quicker and easier, less thinking, more acting? That's what we had heard, that it was a lot more thinking and a little less acting and reacting. So let's keep an eye on that, number one. Number two, obviously Steph Diggs is going to be in the house as well. Let's look at these wide receivers. Let's look at what kind of impact Steph Diggs continues to have on the room. We saw last week him coaching up and working with Jalen Polk a lot. Some videos went around on beating man, you know, getting hands off when you're dealing with press man coverage. So let's see if Steph Diggs continues to both look like he is progressing physically in an impressive capacity. That knee, the quickest healing 7.5 month ACL reconstruction surgery rehab any of us have ever seen. Still not back 100%. I don't know when he's ever going to get possibly the full clear, but it is impressive to say the least how quickly he's come back. And then, of course, the battle for positions 2 through 6, if they're going to carry 6 receivers, you know. Can Kendrick Bourne distinguish himself and find a role in his second go-around with the Josh McDaniels offense? He certainly should have an idea what's going on, or should come to him quicker, I should say, than some other guys. And then, you know, how about Pop Douglas? Is he going to be the slot machine, or is he going to be usurped by the living Patriots legend and soon-to-be Patriots Hall of Famer, Efton Chisholm III? Everybody's favorite name, Efton Chisholm. With all due respect, he is the most popular Chisholm in New England, and that's by a mile over the guy that spent $6.1 billion to buy the Celtics. Sorry, Bill. Move out of the way. Now there's something more Efton. Efton Chisholm. This guy, I think he's going to make the roster. At this point, you can't. If everyone keeps talking about him, if everyone keeps tweeting about him, he took over for Kyle Williams, who was turning heads at OTAs as well, the third-round draft pick receiver out of Washington State. I mean, I called him the timeline king at first because everyone wanted to talk about him perpetually, about how good he looked, how tight and quick his release package is. Love that phrase, release package. That's what he said. But now Efton Chisholm has taken over. I mean, if this kid doesn't make the roster, he's not sneaking through waivers. No way. No, unless something weird or unfortunate or catastrophic were to happen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No way. No, watch. He'll go somewhere else, like to the Dolphins or the Jets or the Steelers, and have an awesome career. I don't feel like dealing with that. I'm almost thinking this guy is getting closer to being not a lock, but looking more roster secure than maybe some of the other receivers. Then, of course, Javon Baker. What for? My guy. Popcorn's been ready, pal. What are we doing? Jalen Polk, are you going to make good on being the guy they took in place of Ladd McConkey, or are you just going to leave me dreaming of the dude out there with the Los Angelino Chargers? Yeah, it's a fascinating battle at receiver, so we'll see who distinguishes themselves this week, who's good with all that deep ball porn from Drake, who gets out of coverage, who doesn't get yelled at by the coaches. Fascinating stuff. Number three, let's keep an eye on the offensive line. What combinations are they trotting out there? Who are the top reserves at guard, at center? How's Will Campbell?
How's Sling Blade, the tackle over there, who just recently signed 4 years, $44 million. That's pretty good pay to take care of Drake May and die out in the field there for him.
Should be interesting. How's Garrett Bradbury holding up? How about Jared Wilson, the third-round draft pick out of Georgia, who people say could sneak in at guard, could be the steal of the draft or one of the steals of the draft in what was lauded as one of the best Pats drafts ever. How about that guy? How's Morgan Moses doing? Looks like, of course, that leadership is on point as well. Can the play on field match the leadership qualities that people have been going gaga over with this guy as well? How's Mike Onwenu doing? You know, and what for everyone else? Cole Strange, who said a year ago he was learning how to walk again. Now can he play again? And could this be the best version of Cole Strange that we've seen to date? What about Laden Robinson? You know, and hey, how's my guy Valerian doing? You know, how's everything? Oh my gosh. That guy is just an absolute legend in so many ways. There's a million different things to consider for the Patriots offensive line. And of course, by Valerian, I mean Vidarian. Vidarian Lowe as well. No, the Valerian root is what I need to chew to relax myself when I watch Vidarian Lowe play football, because he gives me a case of the QB creeps, as in someone is creeping up on the QB because they just pretended to get blocked by Vidarian Lowe. Anyway, so let's keep an eye on the offensive line, specifically the whole line, really. I can't even just say center or guard or tackle. I'm looking across the whole line. All right, now let's move. We'll go with 4 and 5. We'll go secondary overall. 4, we're going to go corner, because this will be our first chance to see Gonzo and Carlton Davis perhaps working together. If these guys are both healthy, if Carlton Davis lives up to some of his great man coverage numbers, and Detroit played a ton of man coverage last year. Of course, he went from Tampa to Detroit, now New England. If Carlton Davis can live up to the elite man coverage numbers he put up last year in Detroit, and we know how good Christian Gonzalez is, already a top 10 cornerback in the NFL, this unit could be amazing. We have loved all the times there was a Ty Law and an Aqib Talib and a Darrell Revis and a Stephon Gilmore, but have there ever been two of them on the field at the same time? I can't even think of a Patriots cornerback combo, really, that would possibly have been as elite, except, of course, for Wheatley and Wilhite back in 2008. Also, that is a joke. Kind of like their coverage was at the time as well. So the cornerback coverage. Plus, also, who's going to be the slot corner? Will it be Marcus Jones? Will Alex Austin establish himself? There's a lot of work. There's a roll-up for grabs there as well. So I think Alex Austin could be a really good... He could potentially be... Not to step on the toes of a Pats legend like John Jones. We wish him and obviously Dietrich very well with the Commanders in Washington. But I could see Alex Austin. Those are big shoes. That's a big role to fill. But I could see Alex Austin maybe making a positive impact and earning a nice role for himself on this team. And then let's go staying in the secondary. Number 5, safety. Craig Woodson, the 35-year-old safety out of Cal. I do legit think the dude is 26. Like, he's older than Belichick's girlfriend, but most people listening to this are as well, so nobody's surprised. He turned heads. He looks mature. He looks poised. Super smart. Of course, you want somebody with that McCourty-esque combination of speed, intelligence, never being out of position, never being caught off guard. You can't know everything. You can't be perfect because, again, the kid's a rookie. The guy's never played a single meaningful snap of professional football. But if the reports are true that this guy could be the free safety of the future, that is a beautiful thing. Now, who's going to be the strong safety, the box safeties, the tank linebacker hybrids alongside him? Kyle Duggar. If things don't go well for him, it may be thanks. And it's been real, but that'll be a fun 6 years in Dunsky for him as well. Jabril Peppers, does he have the same hammer? Does he eat the same bowl full of violence that he used to all the time getting ready for Pats games? Or, did that time off last year affect him adversely? I think he's going to come back with great vengeance and furious anger directed, towards the opponents. I'm expecting big things out of Peppers. This could be a huge year for him as well. And what of Marte Mapu, how are you? What do you do? Seriously, like, he was in street clothes a little while ago. I don't know. I'm sure if he was injured or if the Pats are just trying to figure out what to do, if there was a disciplinary action, but hasn't been great for him thus far. Supposedly a physical freak. Daniel Jeremiah told us a couple years ago on NFL Network, like, love this guy, love this pick. The sky's the limit. It's a pretty low sky right now. It's a real low ceiling. It hasn't been great for him thus far. So can he distinguish himself at minicamp and into training camp as well? So there you have it. Is Drake taking command of the McDaniels offense and evolving, growing, and taking that leadership role further every day? Steph Diggs and the receivers. Who's going to join Stephon Diggs and Pop Douglas and the legend of Efton Chisholm III and the Patriots wide receiver room this year? Your offensive line, what's going to be your starting five? Who are your top reserves? And how are you feeling about it? Are you more confident than last year with the lowest ranked and second lowest ranked pass blocking and run blocking offensive line statistics or rankings, I should say, rather? God, they were so bad. They're literally the definition of nowhere to go but up with these guys. How are your cornerbacks looking? Will Gonzo and Carlton Davis be as elite as we think they can be? And the safety dance. Craig Woodson, is he the real deal? Do we finally have a free safety? And how are the big boys doing back there? And who's going to earn the top spot alongside Woodson if that's the way that it plays out. There's your five positions of interest right there with your mini camp preview on the old Quick Rings mini camp confidential. Once again, don't forget, we'll be there live on Monday. We'll have podcasts from there as well. Mego and I will recap mini camp later on this week as well. We'll get some special guests from around the AFC and so much more here for you. The best people, the listenership, everyone that's on board, the fiery Foxborough fandom that is on board the listenership here that is Six Rings heading into the highly anticipated 2025 season. Make sure you follow us at Six Rings Pod, and of course for in-game analysis and some of the best worst takes in town, I'm at Fitzy GFY. Pleasure talking with you guys as always. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. Happy Monday, happy week to you as well. Enjoy the sunshine. Summer is almost here. Good day. God bless. And as always, go Pats.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.